Okay, today's daf is Vachim, daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, two lines, three lines up from the bottom. So we got into the sugi yesterday of the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Bidi Evet, how many zrikos does one need for a carbon chatas? Bidi Evet, lachachila, we need four on the Dalet Kronos. But Bidi Evet, the question is how many are needed? Beis Shammai says you need at least two Bidi Evet. And Obachata Shte Matanos, Beis Shammai said in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel says, no, even one is enough. So what exactly is the root of the Machlokas? So we said it's based on the Psukim, how they're written and how they are read. That is the issue Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMisora. So we said Karnos is how Beis Shammai reads it, six altogether, and then four and two, and Beis Hillel has four, so it ends up being three and one. You can't have four and zero because there's no kapara bichti. So then we said maybe there's an idea of Ibayis Ema, Hainu Taima, maybe there's a reason for Beis Hillel of somewhat of a compromise. Ahani Mikra, Ahani Mesora. So if you have six and then you have four, right, six, how you read it, and four, how it's written, so then five is in the middle. So five is in the middle, so if that could be a pshara, five in the middle, and then four lachatchila, and one b'dieved. So then we said, what about lato tafos by tefillin? If you also have that compromise, then you need five batim. That doesn't work, there's only four batim. So the Gemara explains, no, that word is separate because that is tat bakat vishtayim, pas bafrikishtayim, that is based on the language in the African language that's used, and we discussed a little bit last time in terms of why the Torah would do that, and discussing between the machlokas, between the Rambam and the Ramban in general about Lashon HaKodesh itself. Good. Again, the whole idea of Yesh Eim LaMikra, Yesh Eim LaMisora, you know, we've touched on this in the past also. It is interesting, what does it mean? Yesh Eim LaMikra and Yesh Eim LaMisora, why is it Eim and not Av? And why is it binyan av and not binyan aim? Or whenever you have aim and av, so that's a discussion in the mafarshim. If you look in the Tosfos in Maseches Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Aleph, Tosfos discusses why there's something called a bas kol and not just a kol, right? The discussions again of aim and bas and av and ben, all of them. So bas kol used. That's Tosfos. Tosfos as Sanhedrin says, Yesh Omrim Shaloha Yushomin Kol Ayotzim and Hashemayim Elam Tov Oso Kol Yotzei Kol Acher. There's more of an echo from that call. You hear another call. Kamosha Pamim. So just like sometimes Shadam Makeb Koach V'Shomay Kol Acher, an echo. So a bas kol is an echo, and Tosfos Yantif in Maseches Yevamos in the 16th parak quotes this Tosfos and says maybe that's why it's even called a bas and not a ben, because bas generally the feminine usage is used when there's a reference to weak, right? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu kacha at oseli. So here too says the Tosfos Yantif in Yevamos. That's why it uses bas over there and not ben. V'li nir shigah bas kol afisheino kol lo kol elav kavosh neemar v'yishvaz akol midaberi lov v'chulu, and he continues there. So that's by bas kol, why you have the bas. So what about yesh aim l'mikra, yesh aim l'misara? That also is a discussion. Some say it's connected to the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parsha Zos HaBracha. Rabbeinu Bachai there, very fascinating, Rabbeinu Bachai talks about four different levels of nevuah, he calls it. V'da, ki arba madregos heim b'nevuah. Bas kol, urim v'tumim, ruach hakodesh, nevuah. Four levels. V'kulan madregos chalukos zula malamizu, v'kulan nimshachos menamida nikra sedek. Shenemo sedek lavashti v'yalbisheni. Four levels. So the lowest level, he says, is bas kol. Harishona bas kol. V'yesho masho amru bas kol v'lo amru ben kol. And there's a sod, there is a secret, why it says bas kol and not a ben kol. V'chein b'mash amru zeh bana av. V'chein binyan av mishnei ksubim v'zeh lo amru zeh bana aim. O binyan aim. V'chein yesh amru. Yesh aim l'mikra v'yesh aim l'misora. So why are all these differences aim and av? Ki akol namar bashkacha mechuvenes v'chach miyaseira. It's all alluding to something very specific. Ubir inyan, let me explain, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Ki binyan av lo niskar b'shemako me'atalmud ela al psuke mipsuke Torah shebechsav. Av has to do with Torah shebechsav. All the masculine. V'imkein, roi lohem lahazkir bazeh loshan av, v'lomar zeh bana av v'binyan av. Why? Ki po pasik v'pasik, hu binyan av yis'aleh she'shamanu ator mipim mitocha esh. Kadosh Baruch Hu, or the Torah Shebichsav, mitzido, that is the masculine, so to speak. That is the active party. Av, the masculine, is always viewed as the active, the influencer. In general, that's the, not, again, obviously we're not saying that men are always the active and women are always the passive, just in terms of the inherent nature of the language, of the gender. So that's, the lashon that is used. That is always active. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, anything from him. Torah Shebichsav has the av, and the masculine. Kinyin shekasuv biyom tiber Hashem alakechem b'chori mitoch ha'esh. V'lo hayaroishi yaskiru bo lashon aim. Aval kasha'amru yesh aim l'mikra u'l'mesora. That has to do with how we darshan. Shehu davar nimsar me'esek Torah shebal peh. His kiru aim v'lo av. So when it has to do with the human being, we are being active, but we are more of the secondary. And therefore, it starts with the father and it continues with the mother. So the father, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is so to speak called the Av. And that's why that's called Av. But Eim, Yesh, Eim L'mikri, Yesh, Eim L'misora. So Binyan Av, that starts with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What are we going to learn from something Hashem wrote? Binyan Av. Right? But Eim has to do with us, our being involved, and that's why it says the feminine. V'chein b'kan b'baskol, shizkiru bas. V'lo ben muchrechaya l'fisha akol azeh hamagia l'azeh shomeh hu nimshach v'yosu kol shekasabo. That's also what, like what Tosva said, it's a secondary call. V'akol azeh anishva yikra bas l'vishu nimshach v'yosu kol. U'basko haya nishva tamil l'chachmei ha-talmud u'l'chassidi adoris b'zlan b'yesheni she'mishtam she'bibas kol achar she'pas ka'anavua. Okay, that's all the level, and that's the one that's important for us. Besides that, he goes up to Urim Metumim, and then Ruach HaKodesh, and then he goes up to finally the highest level of Nevuah. Okay, but that's the Rabbeinu Bachai there, a little bit about Baskol and Benkol. Let's just do a little more, and then we'll get to the Radvaz about Nekudos in general. But let's continue first. So it says the Gemara, Ela Me'ata, third to last line. So what have we just said? We're trying to say maybe one goes into a compromise, right? Five, six and four, so compromise with five. I want to have that tefillin, special diyuk by tefillin. Elamayatas, what about sukkos? Basukas, basukas, basukos. So again, sukkos, the next context of how it's read, how it's written, that's four altogether, right? If you go by how it's written, and if you go by how it's read, it's six. Right, basukos, basukos, basukos would be six. How it's written is four. Ahani mikra, vahani mesoras. So what do you say there too? You go by the mikra, which we have six, mesoras, which is four. Chamisha dafnasa boilam evad. Right, maybe you should have to have five walls. Five walls, because that's the compromise. Six and four, so five in the middle. Why do you have to have five walls? So Gemara says, no. There is different. Hasam, chdal, chad kralugufe. One of those sukkos has to be taken off to teach you this, the din itself, the yisrach, right? One, or the concept of having some walls, v'chad l'schacha, right? One to tell you the din itself, one to tell you, how many, that you need schach, one to tell you one wall, so asa hilchasa, v'garat l'shlishis. So once you've used one lagufe, so then you have, three left, right? Let's say you start off with five. So one to teach you the din of sukkah with you need walls. One to teach you schach. Then you have three left, and halacha Moshe B'Sinai knocks down the three. The third, asai hilchas of a garati l'shlishis, v'ukim ta tefach. And that's why the third wall only has to be a tefach, as we know, two and a tefach wide. So again, it's a special din by sukkah, even though theoretically this mechanism could work. Right, you have the compromise between how it's read and how it's written, but special din by special limud by the tefillin, special limud by sukkah as well. How do you know the halacha Moshe B'Sinai is there ligroa? So that's a discussion of the Russian Baba Kama, much discussed in Baba Kama. In the second baruch of Baba Kama, the Rush has a line that says halacha Moshe B'Sinai always knocks down, always is mako. Says the Rush, and the question is, how much do we expand and understand this Rush? The Rush in Halacha Beis, in the context of Tsroros and Sumchis, says the Rush, Ubahad lekalistapuke, dipshita dehilchasa ligirue tashlumin asa, vilo lechayev bimakum sharoi liftar. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is always going to be goreya, always going to minimize, and not to be mechayev in a place that is roi to pater. So, Is that a general statement? Is that specifically here by Dini Mamanis? But that is a rush that's important to know. But how do you know what's this, the rush is Raya or Gemara? The Pshita Leitil, so the Geruay Asa, Kidam Rina Gabi Sukkah, Asa Hilchasa Vagarat Lishlishis, Vukimta Tefach. Right? That's what the Gemara that he quotes to show that Alach Moshe B'Sinai always goes down, always minimizes, is exempts. He quotes this line of Garat Lishlishis, Vukimta Tefach. Good. Stop there for a moment. Tosfos discusses, Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos, Elamei Ata. Tosfos discusses, when we have basukas, Mesechah Sukkah darshinam litfanos. In Mesechah Sukkah, we darshan this for the number of walls, as we know. V'chein perek hamevi gabiyino l'neitzim min ha-sukkah, asrina nami min ha-tfanos. Right, the pasuk teaches me about tfanos, and the walls are also asur bahana'a. Midichziv chag asukos. The kashem, he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah Daftes, the kashem shechal shem shemayim ala chagiga, Tosfos seems to say so far that the walls are included in the Isser of Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. The Gemara says ala Sukkah. The question is, does that only apply to the Schach or even to the Tfanos? Tosfos seems to say it applies to the Tfanos too. Vitema, as says Tosfos, the Gabe im Sachim, the Dabra Makabal Tuma, the Gabe Tasov Lomen Asi, Lo Darshin Lutfanos. Why is it that sometimes you darshan certain halachos having to do with the walls and other things not, right? You can make the walls out of any material. They're not subject to the limitations of Schach. Schach have to be in a Mekabal Tumma, Schach can't be in Mechubar, and the walls, you don't have that. Ta'asev lo mena asui. There's only an issue by the Schach and not by the walls. So Tosfos just leaves it. Why is it that some halachos, you do include the walls as being like the Schach in terms of the requirements and the wall, and sometimes you don't. What's the root issue here? So the root issue is one of the first sugyas in Mesechah Sukkah. The Rashi on the first daf in Sukkah. Rashi says, V'al shem haschach kruya sukkah. Why is it called a sukkah? Al shem haschach. So is Rashi telling us something halachic there? Or is Rashi telling us something just linguistic? So, there are those that point to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush later on in the Mesechta regarding our issue. And that is the machlokas, when we say that the sukkah is asur bahana'a. How much of the sukkah is asur bahana'a? The schach is asur bahana'a, that we know. But what about the rest of the sukkah? We know the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Tes, that chal shem shamayim al hasukkah. The question is, what part of the sukkah? The Rambam says in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav Alacha Tezvav, Atzei sukkah asurim kol shmonas yimei achag, bein atzei tfanos, bein atzei schach. The Rambam says that the walls of the sukkah are also asur bahana'a. That's also included in the Isser. And the Rosh there in the first parak in Osiud Gimel says no. V'hayda asirei atzei sukkah, haynu davka haschach. Aval atzei tfanos mishrei shari. But the walls of the sukkah are mutter. T'kalmai didarshinan michag asukis, haynu davka bischach. Says the Rosh. Kidula kamon, like the Gemara says there on Daf Yud Beis, gavi psoles gorev v'yekev, deloka harambam zal, says the Rosh. So, machlokas rishonim, whether the Isser Hana'a on Sukkah applies to the walls or not. What's the root of the Machlokas? So the way that it's explained by the Achronim is Rav Salvechik has this on the first page of the Rishima Shiurim and others. Well, what's the Chalos Shem status of a Sukkah? Is a Sukkah, physically a Sukkah requires walls and a Schach. But halachically, are the walls just support of the Iker part of the structure? And that is the Schach itself. Or do we say that the walls themselves become part of the Chefzah Shel Sukkah, and they will have the same type of status as the schach, and that's the issue that Tosfos is dealing with here. Why do some halachos relate to the walls and some halachos don't relate to the walls? Yeah, and that is important. That relates to a little mamid also. Mamid with davar makabel tuma, that would have ramifications. But again, this is important for the definition of sukkah. Also, certain halachos that you learn from Hilchos Shabbos, you know, the walls parallel to Hilchos Shabbos, the walls in Shabbos, walls in sukkah. But this is an important discussion about the Chefzah Shel Sukkah. And that's what's maybe the diuk in Rashi, right? The Al Shem HaSchach Kruya Sukkah. What do you say there? Right? So what about the floor of the sukkah? Sure, wouldn't say that as the status. Is there any type of Isser of, you know, the carpet, but a carpet in the sukkah? You're going to say that's part of the sukkah. How far do you go? Right? So that's an important discussion in the Seches in Meseches Sukkah. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara says we're going through all the Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesoras, right? So we had Tillin, and then we had just had Sukkah. Let's go to the next one. Says the Gemara, Elameata Vitama Shivuayim, right? The pasuk by Tumas Yoledes Shivuayim, but you could also read that as Shivim. Right? Is it 2 weeks, Shivu Ayib, the 2 weeks of Yemei Tuma for a baby girl, right? 14 days, Shivu Ayib, that's how we read it, but it could also be, it's written, Shivim, right? 70. So you want to see the parallel there? So Hani Krav, Hani Mesora. So it could, between 14 and 70. Between 14 and 70 is 56, is the difference. So if you want to have compromise there, so you take half of 20, 56 is 28. Add 28 to the 14, so 42. 42 would be the compromise, right? Just like we've been saying, you know, between 6 and 4, 5 is the compromise. Between 70 and 14, 42 would be the compromise. So why don't we say, Arboim Vitrein Boy Lamesa? Maybe she has to have 42 days of Yemei Tuma, which nobody ever heard of. So the Gemara says, no. Again there, Shiny Hasam, special Lima, Dichsiv, Kenidasa. There it compares a Yoledes to a Nida, and Nida goes in days of seven, units of seven, and that's why we also assume here it's a unit of seven, and that's why we assume it's Shivuayim. It is not Shivim. But we know it always goes in units of seven. We mentioned years ago in a Parsha Shir, a thought from the Hegyon Shel Torah, that he writes in Parshas Mitzora. Why is it that all Tara always goes in units of seven? Right, we have units of seven for Yoledes, but also we have whenever it becomes Tame, Tumas Mace, 7 days, right? Tumas Ziva, Tumas Nida, it's all seven, it's always sevens. Right? Why is that always the unit of time for Tuma and often the unit of time for Tara? Right, you have to have 7 days. Mitzora, right? They're all seven. So what is the message of seven? Lama Dafka Mispar Zesh Al Shivas Yom. I'm reading from the Hegyon Shel Torah. He says, maybe seven, as we know, what would seven remind us of? Seven reminds us of Maisa Bracious. Seven reminds us of a new creation. And maybe that's why Tumah V'Tahara, whenever a person becomes Tameh, their existence is different than what it should be. Right, the natural state should be Tahara. And when we are a Tameh, then we need to become born again. And we have to restart. And that's why there's always the seven, going through seven, as if the Shevis Yimei Bracious. And that type of creation, right, similar to what the amikvah is. Amikvah, the Sefer Chinuch writes, that the amikvah is like the water, the amniotic fluid that we're in, and when we come out of the mikvah, that we are reborn. That all connects to the idea of a seven going back to Maisa Bracious, and the mikvah also discussing. Tumas Leida itself also is an important topic that has come up. You know, why is there Tumas Leida? Why is there Tuma? Right? Why is there a Chatas? The Gemara talks about the Chatas. That Nishba woman that she doesn't want to have another child, that's the Gemara Enida. But why Dafka Tumas Leida? So all the Achronim generally more get into it. Rav Hirsch has the beautiful idea that Tuma is always related to a lack of life, as we know. And life being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately the ultimate source of life, but lack of life. Tumas Nida is a potential life, right? Aviyav Osatuma is the ultimate life. So that's always a vacuum of life. That is generally where Tumah, a dead sheretz, right? That's where Tumah always comes in. So suggest Rav Hirsch, when a woman has a baby, it's wonderful, amazing, but she now has less life inside of her, right? She had a double life, and now she has less life inside of her, so that's where there's a vacuum of life. And when she has a girl, it's double, because that girl has the potential to bring even more life into the world. So that's why it's 14 and not just 7. That is the suggestion of Rav Hirsch, that it's always a vacuum of life, and that is why we have Tumas Leita. Good. Now we get into the next one, which is going to take us the whole daf, and that is our discussion of the Zrikos of the Chata. So just before we get into that, which is the last one, let me just mention the Radvaz, which whenever this comes up, I like to mention this Radvaz, and that is in Chela Gimel of the Radvaz, Tuf, Resh, Mem, Gimel. Why is it that the Torah is not written with Nekudos? and with vowels. It would have been much simpler for a Baal Kore, much simpler for us to understand. So just write the Torah with Nekuda, says the Radvaz. Very important Shuvah, 500 years ago. Lama in Kosvin ha Nekuda b'sefer Torah. Kivin sha'akol nasan l'moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom b'sinai. V'gam ha-ta'amim, even the trup, the Tami HaMikra was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Ezra. So ha-yeruyim she'yichtubu osam, k'dei she'yikra ha-kore kriya yishara, b'li shibush. Sha'arei gam ha-ta'amim v'arim tamak suvim l'famim. We know the Tamei HaMikra also play a role in interpretation and understanding. So why isn't it there? So the Radvaz writes, as we have mentioned, to leave open the power of interpretation on so many different levels. If the Torah would write Nekudos, then we'd be stuck. We'd be limited. And we wouldn't be able to have so many different levels. And we know the Torah is, as the Ramban writes in the Hakdama, Shmosav Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a deeper level, the whole Torah spells out Shem Hashem. He quotes the Gemara of Shabbos Peches, about Moshe Rabbeinu arguing with the Malachim, v'yish lahakshos, v'chi ha-malachim lo-hayu yodim tshuvazu, famous question, the Malachim didn't know what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, lo-sirtzach, lo-sinaf, ela, they read it in a different way, heim ha-yukoren batorah, kriya acheres ruchanit, below pisuk tevos, al derach shmosef shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chi namar azal, kala torah kulo shmosef shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kitziva kel yisale sheichtavu asat Torah below nekudos v'ta'amim kasher haisa ba'amna ito yisparach kedei sheyiu bashtei krios ruchanit v'gashmit kedei shemi sheyachol lahasig yasig. This is the pshuta shel mikra, and I'm leaving it open for those who could be mitzarif osios like Betzalel, right? So he can understand it deeper. V'adavar yadua ki osios below nekudos v'ta'amim yesh be mashmoyos harbe v'tzirufim shonim v'krios hefchios. When you have a chumash, when you print it, okay, you have to have nekudos in order for you to be able to read it. But inherently, there are so many different levels, and therefore we don't want to limit it. Shahanikud hutsura v'neshama laosios v'mnenakid asefer Torah hayalo gvul v'shir. It would be limited. Kedimion achomer shehigia lo tsura yedua v'loay efshal olios nidrash kim lefia nikud hamesuyam v'osa teva. And because the Sefer Torah is balo l'muvla b'chol minei, different levels of understanding, that's why we left it out. Shivim panim la-Torah, he quotes the Medrash, that's an important Radvaz. Okay, let's continue now to get to our sugya. V'tana ma'isi la-mehacha. So our Tana, though, now we're getting to a different source. What is the source that achatas, according to Beis Hillel, what we paskin, one is enough. V'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. In three as parshios of Karban Chatas, we have three Lashonos of Kiper, by the Seir Nasi, by the Seira and the Kisva, right, all on the Mizbeach Chitzon, Rashi quotes. So they're all, three times it says V'Kiper, Mibnei Adin, because I would have said that you're chayev to do all four, even be the Avid of the Chatas. So, V'Halodinu, why? Where would I have gotten this from? Right, they take out the V'Shei Yachol. V'Halodinu, Nemru Damim Lamata V'Nemru Damim Lamala. It says Damim by blood sprinkled Lamata Michut HaSikra, and it says blood Lamala Michut HaSikra. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara here. Rashi in Sanhedrin has three pshatim, what Lamata and Lamala means. But we're going to go with what Rashi says here. Lamata means Lamata Michut HaSikra, meaning Ola and Shlamim and all the other Karbanos, Asham, and Lamala is the Chatas. So we have a comparison. Ma dam matan damim hamurim lamata shenasa matana achas kiper. Just like the damim lamata, as long as you do one to the Eved, it is okay. Av damim hamurim lamala shenasa matana achas kiper. So too the damim lamala, meaning the Chatas, even if you did one to the Eved, it is enough. So we compare Chatas to the other Karbanos. So says the Gemara, Oplach LaDerachzu, or maybe you should compare it to a different model. Nemru Damim Bifnim, V'Nemru Damim Bachutz. It talks about Damim on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and talks about the Damim on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Ma Damim Hamurim Bifnim, the Damim that are said Bifnim, as we add in the Mishnah. Chisar Achaz Min HaMatanos Lo Asav Lo Klum. If I leave out any of the Zrikos of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's no good. Avdamim hamura bachutz. Chizor haraz b'kol matanos. Losav l'klum. So to bachutz. The question is, what do you compare it to? Nira l'midome. What is it more comparable to? Don in chutz michutz. Vein don in chutz bipnim. Do you say you compare chutz from chutz and not chutz from pnim? Meaning, compare up from the bottom. You compare lamala from lamata. And that would be better. And not compare chutz michutz. Or ochlach lederach zu dana chatas v'arba kronos michatas v'dalak kronos, or compare chatas and the dalak kronos from the two chatos, one bifnim and one bachutz. V'al yochiachutz she'ein chatas v'arba kronos, and don't compare it to the asham and the ol and the shlamim that are not four and that are not kronos. So what is it better to compare it to? You don't know which one to do. So that's the extra limus. Tama lomar, v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. Those are the extra three words. V'chiper, av v'shalonasana l'shalosh. Kiper, knocks off one. There's a kapara even with only three. V'chiper, av v'shalonasana l'shtayim. V'chiper, av v'shalonasana ela achas. So I don't know what to do, four or one. So the extra v'kipers teach me even just one. Says the Gemara, ha'mi boile l'gufe. But don't you need each of these v'kipers? They're by different karbanos. So you need each of them just to teach me by each of their karbanos, the halacha of being zorek. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rava bar Ada, Mari, Asbar, Amar Rava bar Ada, Mari, Asbarali, Amar Kra, Vechiper, Vinislach. By each Vechiper, it also, a few words later, has Vinislach. Zui kapara, zui slicha. And really, that is the same, kapara and slicha mean the same thing. So therefore, it's extra slichas. That's how you know that you need kapara. You need kapara. You can't get kapara without anything. Like we said on yesterday's daf, kapara bechti lo ashkechan. So therefore, you know you have to do zrika, so that the v'chipers are extra. Period. So that's how you darshan the three v'chipers. You go down from four to one. Says the Gemara, how do you know that's how you're supposed to darshan it? Ema v'chiper, ava v'shlonasana l'shalosh l'mala v'achas l'mata. Maybe v'chiper isn't telling you you could do without the fourth. Maybe it's just telling you could do without the fourth in the right spot. Maybe, of course, you have to do four. But maybe it means three above and one below. One in the wrong spot. Lamata v'shtayim lamala. The second v'kipper teaches me even if you have two above, two below. V'chiper afal b'shlonasan lamala ela lamata. Maybe if I put all of them below, maybe you can't get away with not doing it, but maybe it just means that you have to do it, but even if it's in the wrong spot. So Amar Avada bar Yitzchak, imkein bital t'toras abakranos. If you're telling me that these psukim are telling you you can do them all lamata, then what's the din of the four kronos, the dalak kronos? It says a chatas has to be done above. So what, the Torah doesn't mean that at all? So Gemara says, v'yam rachman alivadlon. What do you mean? But this is how we're interpreting the psukim. Maybe the Torah says that lachadchila, to do the dalak kronos, but maybe b'diavad, the Torah is telling me, v'kiper, 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 even if it's all done below. So the Gemara says, no, amar rava, ezeu davar shetzarach shalosh, havi omar elu kronos. What does that line mean? Rashi explains, if you really wanted to teach us that it could all be done below, then it should say v'chiper four times. Because if you're getting rid of four kronos, to say they're all below, it should say four. Why does it only say three? If it only says three, it must be that it's not telling you that it has to be all below. Right? Look at Rashi, like the fourth wide line. De'i kideka amrit la'ashmi'inan de'yav kulu lamata kasher. If it's to teach me that even if you Dave above did them all lamata kasher, arba v'chiper avilei l'michtab. You should have said arba v'chiper. Right? It doesn't say arba. It only says three. So if it says three, it must be you definitely need at least one above. So the Gemara says, okay, so go back one step. Ema v'chiper av v'shalonasan ela achas lamala v'shalosh lamata. Okay, I can't suggest four below. What about one below and three, one above and three below? So the Gemara says, no, lo matzinu damim shechetzion lamala v'chetzion lamata. Right, we never find damim that one is above and one is below. You never have one karban on one mizbeach, as we'll see, that some of it is done below and some of it is done above, and you can be yotzei. You have some that are above, some that are below, and some if you're missing. But some above and some below, you never have that. Says the Gemara, really? You never have that? V'lo v'atnan. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah Maseches Yuma? Hizo mimenu achas l'mala v'sheva l'mata. Right, well, we see on Yom Kippur, one above and seven below. So the Havamin is not like we know what it means. Right, the Havamin is, doesn't that mean one above in terms of place, right? And on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and seven below. That's what we think in the Hava Mina. So Gemara says, no, that's not talking about different places. That's talking about different ways of flicking the blood. Kimatzlif. It's just how you whip. My Kimatzlif, Machver Yehuda, Kim Nagdana. Right? Like in a whipping motion. As we know, what is lamata lamata mean there? It means whether you hold the coin, holds his finger, and has the palm of his hand facing down, or has the palm of his hand facing up. That's what it means. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata. One above where his palm is facing up, and seven below where the palm is facing down. Right? That is how it is meant to be understood. But it's all in the same spot. It doesn't mean that it is in different spots, and therefore, again, we're back to our yesod, that it can't be that it is, there is no such thing as a hazaya that is being done on the same mizbeach, right? Some above the chuta sikra, or some above the mid part of the mizbeach, and some below the mid part of the mizbeach. So that is, no question from that. So Gemara says, okay, how about the next line, right? He's a altar rosh mizbeach sheva pa'amim. We know after we do the zrikos, the Kohen Gadol, inside the Heichal, when he's by in front of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and he's doing the zrikos on the different parts of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, after that he says, he puts it on the Taharo Shel HaMizbeach. So what exactly does that mean? What does that mean that he puts it on the Tohar of the Mizbeach? Not clear. So we might know what that means, Lamaskana. But the Gemara says, Havamina, what does that mean? So my love, Apalge de Mizbeach, doesn't that mean on the mid part of the Mizbeach? Right? Tahar, where do you get that from? Because the Tohar means like the shiniest, the midpoint of the day. The shiniest part of the day, which is Chatzos. Right? So doesn't this mean, the Torah means the mid part of the Mizbeach? Right? Kida Amri Inchi Tohar Tiara Dioma, like midday. And therefore what? And therefore if it's in the middle of the Mizbeach, Rashi, Kineged Chatzi Gofo, doesn't this mean halfway up? And if you sprinkle it on halfway up, E Efshar Litzamtzeim. It's impossible to get it exactly in the middle spot of the Mizbeach, so it must be that some is going to be above and some is going to be below. Shaloye miksasam lamala miksasam lamata. So, you see, this is an example where you're putting blood on a Mizbeach apnimi, on a Mizbeach, some above and some below. So again, we're back to the question. So why don't you say maybe bachatos? Maybe one above and three below. That would be good enough. Bidi Eved. So the Gemara says, we'll see first the answer, and then we'll see what Tosfos has to say about this. Amar Rava Barshila Lo Agiluya. Right? No. Atira the Mizbeach does not mean that you put it in the middle of the Mizbeach. It means you put it on the top of the Mizbeach. Right? Agiluya. What does that mean? That before the Kohen Gadol puts this dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he has to wipe away and clean off the top of the Mizbeach and reveal a spot. Because we know there's a lot of what's on there. Right, he brings the Taurus there every day. So it has some of the ashes there. So he has to remove some of the ashes and be megale that spot. That's what tihara means. Dechsiv ukeetzam hashamayim latohar. Right, and therefore, that's what Rashi says here. Shayim etaro tchila midashin sha'alav umegale ezgado. That's what it means. So again, there's no example of a mizbeach that you do some above and some below. So Rashi says that the havamina was ef shel tzamtzem. It's impossible to be mitzamtzem, and therefore if you put it on the middle, it must be some go above and some go below. If you look at Tosfos on the bottom of the previous amud, Tosfos has a different shot in the havamina. Tosfos says, my love, apalgi de mizbeach, v'yim kein, matzinu damim chesin lomala v'chesin lamata, dimitchila nasan akronos, v'yacharka l'chatzi ha-mizbeach. No, Tosfos says, that doesn't mean in the middle and efshar l'tzamtzem. It means, first the Kohen Gadol puts some on the top, on the kronos of the mizbeach ha-pnimi, and then he puts some in the middle. So those are already two spots. The kronos in the middle are two spots of the mizbeach. That's what it means. You don't have to say it's referring to right both in the middle. The Brisker Rav suggests that maybe this is Rashi and Tosfos l'shitaso. Later on, in a few daf from now, daf Mem Beis, the Griz quotes the Machlokas Rishonim there. The Gemara there discusses what happens if somehow in the middle of the zrikas in the pnimi the blood spills. Have you ruined everything? You didn't finish the job. So he quotes Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Ikronos v'tiro shemizbeach hashuvin kapara achos or shtei kaparas. The kronos of the mizbeach hapnimi and the tiro, what you put in the middle, is that called part of one process or two processes? If you have to start again, could you start just from the tiro, from the middle, or do you have to do the kronos again? That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos there. Rashi says over there on Daf Mem Beis that you have to start again from the Yochol Lahaskel Mitiaro. You have to start again just from the Tiaro Shalom Mizbeach. It's a separate part. Mishum Dekranos V'Tiaro Shtei Kaparos Nenu. It's separate. And therefore, he says, Lishitaso, Rashi here cannot say that, oh, half and half means four on the Kronos and four on the TRO. It's two separate avodos. So you wouldn't be able to bring that as a raya of, oh, you see half above and half below. But Lachain, that's why he has to say, you put it in the middle, and it's Yefshel Asamsim, and it's half above and half below. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos says that it's all one big avoda, the Kronos on top and the TRO Shalom Mizbeach. So then he could say the possibility is that the Kronos are above and the Tiaro is below, because it's all one avoda. So the Griz here, the Briskarov, says that he thinks this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand this line of the Gemara, is parallels l'shitaso to the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos there, whether Kronos and Tiaro are one avoda or two avodas. The principle of Yefshel Atzamtzem, as Rashi brings up here, comes up in really three or four different applications, types of Yefshel Atzamtzems in Shas. Right, the classic Yefshel Atzamtzem has been time, not in place. Rashi is using it in place. You can't get it in the exact middle. Right, so therefore, you know, so Yefshel Atzamtzem. Most of the time it's in time. The classic case is in Maseches Bechoros. You have an animal that's having a firstborn. Two animals come out together, right next to each other. Do we say that only one of them is a firstborn, or is it possible that both of them have Kedushas Bechor? You might say one has, and it's misafik. You don't know which one. But is it possible to say that they could have come out at the exact same moment in time? So that's the discussion of Efshel Atzamtzem or Efshel Atzamtzem. Can it be that it came out at the exact same moment? That's in terms of Zman. But you have it, like Rashi says here, in terms of place also. The Gemara talks about if a man throws his wife a get, safek karov lo, safek karov la. Is it possible to be exactly in between? Right, that's also Efshel or Efshel Atzamtzem in terms of merchak, or in terms of measuring area. What about paritz ka'omed? Omed meruba la paritz, when it comes up in Erevin. Right, so that's also, do you say it could be exactly the same? The amount that's covered, the amount that's open. Omed meruba la paritz. Right, Efshel or Efshel Atzamtzem. What about an amount? What about kizayis? Another example of Efshel, amounts. Right, so we spoke about it in terms of time, in terms of distance, in terms of, you know, volume, do you say Efshel Atzamtzem, Efshel Atzamtzem? Again, these are all, and you might say differences between, you don't have to paskin the same way in all the different cases. Right? The machlokos about the Efshel Atzamtzem, Efshel Atzamtzem. And do we say, let's say you say Efshel Atzamtzem. That's another machlokos, Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Bechoros and Daf Yud Zayin. Rashi seems to say, Efshel B'Metzius. It's impossible, in reality, Efshel Atzamtzem. Right, because it just doesn't to say they exactly came out at the same moment, Efshel. Tosfos says no. Maybe it is possible, but we just don't know it. Right? It's the chisaron and our das. Right? That's why you have to treat it as Efshel Atzamtzem. Again, this is a big sugya. Do you say there's a difference between Bidei Shamayim, Bidei Adam? Right? Some Rishona Paskin that Bidei Shamayim, we say Efshel Atzamtzem, Bidei Adam, Efshel Atzamtzem. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, if you remember, when it comes to mitzvos, right? In the Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah kuftes, by mitzvos and averos. Do you say that Efshel Atzamtzem, so you can never do a mitzvah, they have to eat a kazayas? You can never know if you ate a kazayas? Of course not. Or what about the Isser of making the Shemana Mishcha? Efshel is only when you use the exact amount of ingredients that you're supposed to. Efshel Atzamtzem, you're never going to violate the Avera. No. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Lo Nidna Torah L'Malach Esharis. When it comes to mitzvos or Averos, you say Efshel Atzamtzem. You say that you do your best, and you consider that amount to be a shear. For mitzvos, to be b'kayim a mitzvah, and for averos, for bez, to punish you, right? For malchus, right? So efshar or efshar, that is, does not apply to mitzvos and averos, says the minchas chinuch and mitzvah kuf tes. But here, Rashi uses it in the context of area. Good, let's continue. So again, we're back to the question, right? We answered it, but is it ever possible to have some zrikas above in one place, some zrikas in another place? So the Gemara says, now, vika shirayim, what about shirayim? Right, the chatas has zrikos lomala and shvicha shirayim by the yesod. Shirayim lom akvi. That's not really part of the avodah, that's they're not ma'akev. Vika shirayim hapanimiyim dika madamandarad ma'akvi. There are some shirayim that are ma'akev according to some opinions. V'chan malkam kamrinan. No. The zrikos, if you, they're on pnimi, If the zrikos are done on the mizbeach apnimi and the shiach hashirayim is done on the mizbeach achitzon, that's not called, you know, two different places, because that's not called one avoda. Period. Okay, so we ended up and we finished by saying again, chatas, you have to have one bidi eved according to Beis Hillel. Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim, Shtei Matanos Shebechatos, V'Achas Shebechol HaZvachim. As we know, that's what's Bidi Eved according to Beis Shammai. Two by Chatos and one by all other Zvachim. Matiros U'Mefaglos. Those are the key Zrikos that they are Matir. If you have two, it's Matir the carbon, let's say, to eat. And you're Mefagel in those two. If you only Mefagel in one of the Zrikos of a Chatos for Beis Shammai, that's only Mefagel and Bechatsi Matir. U'Beis Hillel Omrim, Achas Shebechatos, V'Achas Shebechol HaZvachim, Matiros U'Mefagelos. No, one in each, as we know, again, an application of the machlokas we have been talking about. Maskav Rav Oshia im Kain. If this is true, listen to Gabi Kule Beis Shammai and Chumei Beis Hillel. If Beis Shammai says you need two to ruin it, and if you don't have two, then it's not ruined by Pigel, and Beis Hillel says one, so why isn't this a Kula Beis Shammai? Right? Because Beis Shammai says it's not going to be Pigel unless you thought of it in two. So the Gemara is saying, right, in the, where we list off elsewhere all the Kulas, in Maseches Idios, so why don't you list one? This one also. Amalei Rava, no. Ki itshal latir itshal. Tavelhu Beis Shammai lechumra. There are chumras and there are kulas here. When the Shiloh was asked, it was talking about to be mat to matir the basar. So Beis Hillel says you only have to do one zrika to matir the basar, and Beis Shammai says you have to do two. So he's machmir regarding the hetero of the basar. So that's the basis of the machlokes. You're right. There is an application that there's a chumra, but and a kula in the other way, but that's not. What is the source, and therefore it does not have to be on that list in Idios. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh Matanos Shebechatas. Let's talk about the three unneeded Zrikos of Achatas. So those are not needed, but do they have the status of Zrika, of a Zrika? So the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, yes. For certain things, yes. For certain things, no. Shalosh matanos shebechatas. The three matanos, the unneeded ones of achatas. Einon bo'os balayla. You're not allowed to do them at night. Even though you already did the one that's ma'akev. You're not allowed to do them at night. Why? Because dam is nifsal b'shkia sachama. So if it's already shkia, then that dam is nifsal. So even if you want to say, right, it's mashma from Rashi, other Rishonim say, mashma from Rashi that technically you could do the zrika at night is only because of dam nifsal. What about you can't do avoda at night? Can you continue avoda at night that started during the day? Rashi says, dam nifsal b'shkia sachama. Right, that's why you can't do the zrikos at night. So that's a discussion of the Shagas Aryeh and others here, of Shagas Aryeh and Simon Yudzai, and the Stipo discussed this in Simon Chavtes. He argues on the Shagas Aryeh, you know, would you be able to do avoda balayla if it started during the day? Sounds like from Rashi, maybe yes. But, enabos balayla, uba'os la'achar misa, and these three can be brought even after the person dies. Because the Iker Kapara was with the first one, so you could do these three even after he dies. V'amala ben b'chus chayef. But if you do the Zrika b'chus yirchayef, even though it wasn't needed, but it's a Zrika that you should do b'fnim, and therefore you'd be chayef for Zrikas chutz. Those are three. The Chavetz Chaim says here in the Likutei Halachos that it's lav dafka, this is about the extra three of chatas. It's also the other ones by Ola too. Also the other ones by Ola. Same thing. Pashut tuhua din gamba ola shet sorach shtei matana shein arba. Matana shniya eina ba balayla. V'amala b'chutz chayef. The shem zrika ala. Right, it also says the other one. Why does it say chatas? V'adonokat chatas? Vishum deratza lahashmienu dehin boos lachar misa. The chiddush is lachar misa. By chatas, usually they can't come lachar misa. That's why Davka says the extra ones of chatas. V'rabusa ezu eina kiyim b'chatas. T'chaim lomba alma. That's the Chavetz Chaim here in the Zevach Tota. I didn't mention it the first day. I saw it recently, but in the Zevach Tota, we know the Chavetz Chaim was very, as we mentioned on Dav Beis, very supportive. You have to learn Kachim. You have to learn Kachim. So he had a special relation with Rav Kook. He had a lot of different letters that we have between the two of them, right? They met each other at a young age when Rav Kook was very young. He met the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim knew his father. The Chavetz Chaim knew his father-in-law, the Aderet, Eliyahu David Rabinovitz Ta'omim. So the Chavetz Chaim wrote a letter when he was coming out with his Zevach Tod and Likutei Halachos. So he wrote a letter to the Aderet. He wanted a haskama from the Aderet. Quickly, I need to get this out. I want this to be out. Mashiach's coming. So if you look on the first page of Likutei Halachos, see, he has haskamas from who? From the Gdolim of the time. From Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. And from the Shalom Mordechai HaKohen, right? The this might be the Maharsham, one of the Maharshams, Mishpat V'Shalom, Das Torah, I'm not sure, but he has a long askama from the Aderet, Rav Kook's father-in-law, Elio David Rabinovitz. But the story goes that when the Chafetz Chaim sent this to the Ta'omim, sent this to the Aderet, he wanted an askama, so he was very busy at the time, but he needed it that day. So he told his son-in-law, he told Rav Kook to write the askama, and show it to him. So he wrote this long, and it's very poetic, beautiful haskama all about the Chafetz Chaim. And it's very somewhat Rav Kook-like in terms of his poetic lashon. And then it's signed by the Aderet. But really, they say Rav Kook wrote it. Rav Kook wrote it, and the Aderet looked it over and gave his gushpanka. But that's the one of the haskamas that we have from the Haskamas here in of the Ilkuti Halachas. But again, there's a few of them, the Gedolim of the time. But either way, the Zevach Todah here says that it is Lav Dafka the Chattas, but it's also the others, but it was just the mention of Chattas to tell you the Chiddush of La'achar Misa. Continuing the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa expands upon what we just said. Amar Rav Papa, Yesh Behen Kitzchilaso, V'yesh Behen Kisofo. These extra Zrikos, some of them are treated like tchilasa, like the first zrika, like a real zrika. Some of them are treated like sofa, like shicha shirayim. Some of them have a real status, bona fide avod, and some not. So there are eight halachas in eight areas that they are like a real zrika. Chutz, like we said before, you can't be zorika b'chutz or ozichai misa. Laila can't be done by laila. Zarus, and a zar can't do it. Klisharis, you have to use a klisharis to be zorikit. Keren, etzpa, kibus. Kibus is a whole parak later on. If some of the blood of these zrikos go onto a beged, it has to be washed. The special din of dam chatas. Shirayim, right? And it has the status of shirayim, the chatas, that were makabal dama in four kosos, like Rashi goes we had earlier, and you used from all of them, they're all considered shirayim to put into the yisod and not into the amma. Kid chilasan, regarding all of those halachos, these extra zrikos are like the first zrika. And then the others, misa, meaning if they are bo'os lachar misa, lo sharya, they do not matir the meat itself, velo mefagla, you can't create pickle through these, velo ayla ligavoi, if you bring these blood inside, it doesn't passel the carbon outside, regular case of chatas shenichnas dama lifnim. It doesn't passel what's left outside. Kisofan, regarding these last four halachos, it's like shvicha shirayim, right? It's not like the original zrikas. So Rav Papa has this big chiluk. So Rav Papa, let's just start. Mino amidala, how do you know? How do you know what? Rav Papa is talking about one of the specific. How do I know that the dam that you use from these three that falls onto a beged, right, that has to be washed like a regular dam chatas? So the Gemara says it's not, because the Mishnah says later on in Perak dam chatas. It's a whole Perak about this topic. Nites menat sabra la beged, enoton kibus. If the blood went from the neck of the animal onto the beged, no kibus. But it's only from the klisharis. Menat keren menasod, enoton kibus. But if it went from the keren also, you already zorek it onto the mizbeach, also no kibus. Ha min haroy la keren ton kibus. Only redarshin, what's roy la keren, meaning what's in the klisharis, is ton kibus. Even this week, because they don't have to do. Right, and therefore that's the makar for the dam. Even the dam that's going to be used, not for the first rika, but for the other rikas, is going to, if that goes, splashes onto a beged, that is going to require a kibus beged in that spot. Okay, ulatamech, we'll start with next time, Be'ez Hashem, but we will continue. Again, we're into the fourth parak of Maseches Vachim.